We're going to continue now. Dooley, you have a motion.
Oh, this is something I felt very strongly about, and I wish I were sharper tonight. Did I talk last time at all about finance?
Yes.
Okay.
No. I'm sorry.
Wasn't that loud? I apologize.
It was funny.
Let me find the OTR.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm not
familiar.
15.
Page 78. OTR number 78, page 15.
Page 15.
Well, I hope everybody remembers what my earlier discussion was. In my opinion, the finance department cannot afford to have fewer staff. And this one-time position, I believe, needs to be a target position. At present, I can't remember if I've talked about this. Purchasing within finance department is staffed by one person, and when that person is absent for normal reasons of life, it has a real negative effect on what can and get done in that department. I think that they could easily use additional staff rather than cutting back what's there now. So I guess what I want to move is this one time to a target position, assuming it has been target in the past. Is that right, David?
The target has been reduced. So the short answer is that we're incurring, the way the budget is configured, we are rolling the dice and funding recurring operations with one-time funds by using rollover primarily to supplement our budget. The question, if the rollover goes away, then I have a big hole in the budget.
I would much rather you give back your rollover and have a target position. I guess that's what I would move. I don't have the numbers.
Okay. So that's, David, that's the
$56,200. The $56,000 is the rollover we're using to supplement our current budget. And I know that our target was reduced $15,000 as our contribution to get the target levels down. And our expenses that we haven't made any part of the shift has been to using more rollover.
Okay, so the motion is to make target $56,249 and to use $56,249 in next year's budget rollover to offset that.
To give that back.
Actually, if you want to do that, yeah. I'll give you all my rollover, which is $76,000. 58 target.
See,
what a deal, take it.
Exactly right.
It's like
a game of poker. Second.
How could I say no to that?
Yeah, okay, all right. Wait, can you repeat that one-time number? I mean, that rollover number?
It's approximately $78,000 of rollover, of which we are applying $56,000 to the 2009 budget.
73,856 on the rollover pages.
Yeah.
73,856?
Yeah. Makes sense. So if you were going to give us a Tyler for our rollover, we would give you more rollover for the target increase.
Okay. That's right.
I also wanted to point out that on the list that Frank had requested of cuts made outside the budget process, you're listed as an unspecified reduction of $52,000 also. So.
Okay, so that was seconded by Leslin. All right, so discussion. Sorry, raise your hands. Martha, Jim, and then Mike Hatter.
So, David, I'm confused. Is your reduction in target 52 or 15?
No.
Or
the target was reduced by 15,000.
Okay.
In order to continue our staffing as it is now, we are applying $56,000 of rollover. So if we wouldn't have been cut to 15, the rollover would have been in the $40,000 range.
Why does it say 52 on this cuts outside the budget process?
That was because there was part of the recommendation is that a position will be attritioned out 2 years from now as a result of enhancements to technology. When we upgrade, the anticipation, the payroll system will allow a shifting in staff.
Okay.
To be frank, the payroll system's not in, and I'm not really that concerned about that right now, because until it's in, we're going to have to keep the current staffing level constant.
I would like to say that I made some phone calls today, sent some emails to department heads and some phone calls, and I'm waiting for one more response from a department head before I suggest, but I have an idea for alternative revenue for this department, and I don't feel comfortable saying it until I talk to that department head. So I was hoping to be able to bring that to the table tomorrow night.
So would you like us to wait until tomorrow?
Kind of, yeah.
Or we could act on this and then react on it tomorrow, depending on what you find out. I don't know what.
Right, and I didn't even have a chance to talk to you about it. So,
nope.
So do you think it's significant enough, Martha, that you would like it to be withdrawn and perhaps Julie would entertain that?
Yeah, I'm not sure it could cover this whole amount, but it would be a nice chunk.
It would be a nice chunk. Okay.
Defined chunk. It could be half of it.
All right, so Julie, what do you want to do?
Well, I will. I'll withdraw it. Waiting for tomorrow. I just hope I'll be here to vote for it tomorrow.
Okay. All right. So it's this, and Leslie, is that all right with you? Oh, wait, actually, no.
No,
I don't
not
need to,
really,
I don't
but all right.
Okay, all right.
Well, I'm willing
okay.
to debate this.
Mike Hattery and then Frank.
I think Jim is before me.
Oh, yeah,
well,
Jim, yeah.
I mean, it's a question about this, so if it's withdrawn, then
yeah.
no one wastes all
okay.
the
right.
time.
Let's
I'll
talk about
leave
it
on the side.
Yeah, Mike.
I just wanted to clarify with the offer made by the department head here, was that a reduction in our rate?
No. Well, it's a deferred tax levy increase if we choose to use it as a pilot. It will come back next year as a cost to the taxpayer. So,
but you mean
it could this year reduce the rate, but it will be on the tax rate next year.
The proposal here was to convert it to target.
Correct. That's correct.
But the problem is the source of funding.
That's correct. Okay.
But this could go into the contingency fund rather than deferring the tax rate increase if you're worried about how big the contingent fund is. So we could do other things
yes.
instead of make it a Tyler.
Yep. Okay, Frank.
Yeah, I'm hearing Mike Kaplinka-Lehrer in this year, and I want to ask a question of Martha. First, let me ask the question. Is the source of funding such that it will be available, assuming that it's for real, will it be something that can be applied to this in time to affect the budget request? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Michael is smiling because I keep hearing contingent fund, and some of us that have tried to put things in contingent fund got whacked. Mike, I don't hear you saying anything about the, we have a contingent fund to cover eventualities. Why would this be an exception to that?
Well, there's no motion on the floor.
Yeah, there's no motion on the floor. This is what's
going on. I'll speak when there's a motion.
Okay. All right. Next, Dilly, you have a contingent fund similar along the lines of Soil and Water about COVA.
Yes, indeed.
Yep.
COFA is one of our departments. We're worried about its home. I had hoped by today we would have some information from Lifelong about what COFA's future looks like. But Steve says we don't have that information yet. And so, to be on the safe side, I thought we should put the estimated 30,000 as earmarked in contingency. And if it has to get switched into a capital program, that would be fine. If it has to stay as rent, then it would go into facilities budget. But at the moment, we know we're going to have to do something. So I'd like to earmark it in contingency.
I'll second it so I can hear Michael's explanation on contingent fund.
Okay, Norma, yeah, so Frank seconds. Norma, go ahead.
Just want to make sure that you take into consideration this is an ongoing expense. So it might want to go in the rent budget. You can move it into the capital program, but it is an ongoing expense. It should be targeted if you're going to...
Well, wait, time out. I would suggest that since we don't know what the disposition is, and we don't know... As much as I'm in Lisa's corner about doing a building and accommodating the need, let's not speculate on the what-ifs at this point. There's a lot of unanswered questions regarding this project, even though the county is interested in moving this along. If Lifelong is not in a position, remember the big question is could they raise the money through their own auspices in order to meet their end of this deal. Until that question gets answered, I don't think we ought to be adding anything to target funding. And I think as a fallback, while I'm still waiting for Mike to weigh in on his contingent fund explanation, I would like to, I think that's a safer bet at this point. It's more prudent bet at this point than it would be to add it to target funding. While I do agree that once it's done, if it's done, that Norm is probably correct.
Well, also, I just want to say that as the reappointed Lifelong liaison, I think they're having like 3 meetings this week about this.
Next Monday, we might know something.
It's very well possible.
I'd be glad to withdraw this. I want to address your concern about earmarking things like contingency.
Don't withdraw it yet. I still want to hear Mike's comment about contingency.
I can do it for you.
All right, Mike.
Our budget contains 5% general fund target. We have $1 million beyond that. On your salmon color sheets, we have $1 million beyond that in contingency. So to make a motion to pull something out of one pocket, which is a general fund, and put it in another pocket, which is contingency, is close to fallacious. They're both funds that we can tap for rainy day purposes.
That's with an A.
Yes.
So it's nice psychologically, and it does indeed target for a purpose, and certainly putting in contingency requires a vote of the legislature to take it out. But if your intention is, I don't know what's going to happen, I want to protect myself against that unknown, moving into contingency, the only action that requires is a vote to get it out. You still have the funds in either place to deal with that unknown.
Okay, let's keep in mind the motion on the floor. So, is there still a motion, actually?
No, I'd be happy to withdraw it, but I'd like to speak to this contingent fund earmarking.
Okay.
In general, I don't like the idea of earmarking things in contingency, but when we get a report at various times during the year telling us how much is left in contingent fund, it's really helpful to know that some of the money that's there really is going to be spent for something else, even if we haven't spent it yet. And the only reason to earmark things in the contingent fund is when you know there's going to be an expense and you try to estimate it as best you can. Then you know you don't have this cushion just sitting there the way Mike Kaplink-Allaire described it.
Okay, Martha?
David, would it be possible to get a current report of what, for example, this year? I know every year is different, but where do we stand right now with what's in this year's contingent?
I had it with me because I know.
I didn't need it right now, but it would be good to know.
Mike, are we going to park money in the contingent fund for our salaries next year?
That'd be fine.
Or mileage.
Okay.
Every month you'd have to draw it down.
You need a vote of the legislature.
Okay, guys, focus. Yeah. So,
Dooley, are you withdrawing this?
I did. I tried to.
Okay.
Why don't you try it again?
All right. So it's withdrawn. And our budget meeting next week is the one on the 20th, is that right?
Yes.
All right, so Norma, if we can put it on there for the 20th, not the next, not tomorrow's meeting, but the 20th. Okay.
You know, just a procedural question.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
We had Lisa here and Ed Marks here.
Yeah.
If, is there any, I realize some of us get wordy, yeah. Although present company is not one of the guilty parties.
Tell us about it, Frank.
The, is there any way that we could anticipate some of this stuff so we don't tie up staff members if we're going to withdraw things? I mean, can we get some explanations before the meetings?
We do.
It's only once a year and they enjoy it.
Oh.
But Frank, I can't always count on how persuasive you're going to be to get things
done. I haven't been very persuasive this evening.
Okay. All right. So, moving on. Okay. Now we have a WDIC update and 2000 budget needs from Leslin. And there is a, we received, what did I do with it? I just had it here. Oh, here it is. We received this this paper front and back from Leslin to all of us. And please refer to that while Leslin is presenting. So go ahead, Leslin.
Well, I'm not really presenting. I actually provided this information because Dooley kindly had asked for an update and some of what's been going on. A little write-up, she said, a brief write-up. So I try to be brief. Congratulate me, this was brief. For you all. One, because each year over the last couple of years, the legislature and its commitment to diversity and inclusion appropriated $15,000. And on the budget portion of it, you can see where the spending has happened for that. I want to clarify one thing on the final bullet there under budget for 2008 budget. It says 14,215 parentheses, those numbers in parentheses.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the total training amount is, not what we don't have that money to give. We're giving the $12,000. That's what the total amount for the cultural competency training will be in 2008 and 09. So WDIC doesn't have, you know, 18,000, whatever it is. I just want to clarify that because it could be misleading. That's the cost for the contract. Essentially, we're continuing to do some major work. We are at a place where our county-wide diversity plan needs to happen. We've done a lot of work. Some has been documented here, not everything, but some of the major things. I'm really pleased to share some of the phone calls that I have gotten from folks around this country, at least three different states, human rights office as well as human resources offices, calling and talking to us about our diversity statement, which is online, and people are looking as the country is moving in this direction and recognizing the power in diversity and inclusion in best business, and just sharing that as well as what sort of policies we have and looking for support in terms of helping with a plan. I said we're still in the process of trying to put our plan together, but as soon as we have ours, we're willing to share as well, maybe for a small fee, we don't know. So we clearly need to do work around what I call our four A's, our assessment, which is an area that we still need to either recapture some information that has been done or look at some new information, what is or what is not happening within our county. Awareness, that's where trainings come in. We are beginning that process and supporting our personnel department in moving that along. Access to our programs and services, looking at our overall picture, whether it's different languages or it is disability access, any of those things, really looking at that, resources, as well as our accountability or evaluation aspect of it. So our plan is focusing around those, and hopefully it'll come out soon. Part of the difficulty, as I said here, in trying to get this work done is not having a department or staff that most large organizations has, dedicated either organization leadership or a diversity specialist or diversity, you know, manager, whatever it is, that works in this arena. We don't have that. And so that becomes a struggle. Staff of being supportive department heads and as part of the committee and doing some of this work and really appreciate, otherwise I don't know where we would have been with some of it. So for us to be able to continue to do this, I had first thought of, and I think for the last couple of years I thought of, we really need to have a dedicated staff person. I know that that's probably not possible this year, so one of the things I'm hoping that we could do is have at least a project assistant, is that what we call them?
Mm-hmm.
I think so. Who can put the time in to do a lot of the footwork that's needed for this, so it doesn't have to be me. And our staff is pretty stretched. They say that already. To update a website, to do any of the things. So basically what we're looking for to continue to do the work, to keep moving this initiative forward, which is extremely important, is I'm asking and want to put out there a resolution for $40,000 in multiple year funding. I suspect it'll take us about another 2 years to really get all of the pieces together. Not that the work will be done, but at least the full solid framework will be in place to move forward this initiative, and that's what I hope to come and ask this committee for today, part of that funding for a project assistant, or the major part of that funding for a project assistant to work on this. I feel sorry for the legislative staff and everybody else who I bug every day about getting things done. So that is what I wanted to present and ask for this evening.
Okay, Mike?
So I will move that.
I'll second.
All right. Mike seconds. All right, discussion. I have Martha, then Mike, then Dooley, then Jim.
Leslie, you confused me about that last bullet, that bullet that 2008. Are you saying that the total for the training is 14,250 and some of it will be in 09?
Right. The total for the training is for the trainings related to diversity and inclusion and cultural competency is 18,450.
Okay. Okay, so and 12,000 is going to be spent this year.
Right, that's what we can do from WDIC, is we are encumbering 12,000 towards that training. Any unspent funds from, we don't know what might be left over that we have, if it's $200 or $300. We are willing to put towards the rest of the training, whether it happens in 2008 or 2009. Does that make sense?
All right, Michael Kinkler.
Many years ago when I was co-chairing the Affirmative Action Committee before it evolved into this, there was a need for additional resources to even keep track of the data and to do the outreach that this proposal includes. There's been steady effort through the personnel department and throughout the whole organization, but it had not have dedicated staff. I think that a two-year proposal like this meets that need, doesn't quite give it target funding and, you know, permanent status, but it gives us the bridge to develop a plan to hopefully implement that countywide. So I'll be supporting this.
Dooley?
I thought that the competency training was already in personnel's budget.
No, it's not.
That's the
It's being paid out of WDIC funds. Personnel doesn't have the money to do it.
Which are in the legislature's budget.
Right.
Now.
Jim?
Yeah, personnel doesn't have any money for diversity and inclusion work.
Where would this staff person work that you're talking about? Intern, what, project assistant?
My expectation or hope is that the person will be in the legislature.
So it would have to be overseen by one of our legislative staff?
Most likely.
That seems like a funny place for someone working on personnel issues. So I'm not sure I understand why that's the best arrangement. But I understand about the training funds.
Mm-hmm.
I have Jim.
I mean, we can always talk about where the person will be parked. You know, it could be the person parked in personnel. One way or another, I think the person will, you know, a lot of the oversight and a lot of the work will be on me. Yeah.
And you have so much time.
Yeah, this is why we're where we are right now.
All right, I have Jim, then Kathy, and then Harry.
Thank you, Nathan.
Thank you.
In the bullet points on page 2 of the document, it says at least one staff dedicated to organizational development. It's my understanding for many years there were a couple of OD people in the personnel budget and they gradually got taken out. Is
yeah.
that right? And they were not funded and,
yeah.
and they lost those positions over many years.
Yeah.
All in all, I would be supportive of this, but I would not be supportive of this if it's not under the personnel budget. I don't have a full-length picture of one of us, even Leslin, supervising a project assistant. I don't think that's our job. And I think if you're going to move to this, that it should be under the personnel budget. Because, in fact, personnel is as much involved in this as any organization in the county, and I think it should be there.
Kathy.
Thank you. I think this is a good beginning to a discussion that is actually pretty complex, and I'll try and just hit the high points. Around diversity and inclusion, there's a world of information that's available even in this community, and Leslin is being very modest in this summary page, because what she really did was pull together resources from throughout this community to assist in helping us with best practices. An example of a best practice in diversity and inclusion is that rather than having the person that's responsible for implementing this stuff reporting to, for example, a department head, it should
right.
report as high up in the organization as possible. That's one example of a best practice. We had some folks in the community who graciously, professionals, who graciously donated a tremendous amount of time, and some of them it was kind of provisional, saying, do you really mean this? And at the risk of being a historian, I'll say that there were issues in county government, in our organization, that led to the formation of this committee. Issues that we're not proud of, but that we like to think that some of our efforts and Leslin's efforts in leading this have helped to move people away from, or at least towards something better. I was reading the paper about a basketball game that happened recently, or a sporting event where there was catcalls back and forth. You know, this is the sort of thing that all kinds of education needs to happen and needs to happen on all levels of the organization. Okay, so let me just try and summarize by saying I don't want to quibble about where the money goes or comes from, because I think people might find a reason to not support this. It's so vital that this be supported, and the reason are some of the ones that Leslin touched on, and that is that it's about the way that our quality of life, as we move forward into a world that has increased diversity and inclusion, whether it's folks coming back from Iraq that have multiple disabilities, whether it's increased Latino population that we referred to in our recent proclamation, whether it's in folks with ADD and increased diagnosis of that, there's a way that we've got to learn to deal with diversity and inclusion, and it's not as simple as can't we all just get along, and we need professionals and we need professional help. In the community, it's possible to get that, but we also have resources that we have to develop ourselves. It doesn't just happen. So I understand the need. If it was asking for a new position, right now I wouldn't be able to support a new position for that, as much as I think this is important and as it's needed. What I'm hearing is it's asking for multiple year funding,
yeah,
and that much I can support. I don't want to get into the arm wrestling match about where it comes from. Personally, I think it should come from as high an organization as possible, but I won't, that's not a deal breaker for me. I just, I couldn't support this more, and I applaud the efforts that have been made. It's amazing how much has been done, and we've also had department heads that have faithfully come to meetings and that have spearheaded a lot of these initiatives. So giving all credit where it's due, we still have a long way to go, and this would help us get there.
All right, I have Mike Hattery, Carol, Martha Robertson, and then Leslin, and then Jim. But I know that we have at least one legislator that needs to leave in the next few minutes, so if we can keep our... Yeah, all right, so we have at least two legislators that need to leave in the next few minutes, so we should probably wrap this discussion up as quickly as possible. So,
yeah, I can be quick. Leslin, you mentioned encumbered. You were talking about some rollover, leftover funds for this year. I agree with Jim. I don't know why we're doing any of this, even what is currently budgeted through the legislature's budget. If it doesn't fit in personnel, it should fit somewhere else. But I don't think any of this activity belongs in the legislature.
Can I say this quickly?
Sure. Go ahead.
Frankly, I'd like to see it in administration. That's where I think. That's the level that it should be, but there's just no one who's been able to do this in our organization, and that's the God honest truth. So I think administration, which is our top level of management,
Fine.
Is where it should be.
Somewhere in the administration, not in the legislature.
Okay. Carol?
Yeah, I was going to talk to the same question about, I don't think that we should decide on the floor here where it should sit.
That's why I was
but
saying.
But I would like to see us know a little bit more about the thinking of the committee and that you've thought about it, about where it should sit, and that there is a potential, and that you've talked to, you know, wherever you're thinking it should sit, that you've had some conversations with the very, you know, department heads about where it might sit, and sort of just know where it sits. So because I think that we've fairly consistently told department heads as they've come in here with proposals for things they might do in the current year, that we'd only put the money in contingency until they came back to us with a plan.
Okay.
So I just think we shouldn't get into debating it here, but before we really encumber the money,
I just want to back up and say this is no department head initiative, this is a legislature thing. So department heads come in with one thing for their departments, this is a legislature gig. And so as a committee, I mean, our thought was 2 years ago has been this should really come from administration top, you know, overseas and so on. There was just not a person there to be able to do that.
All right, we have people that need to go. So Martha Robertson, and then Jim, and then...
I'm the only Martha here, aren't I?
Oh, yes, you are. I know. Once I started saying all the mics with their full name, I got
there. What is the request? Is that $15,000?
No, the request is $40,000 2 years.
Does that mean $40,000 for each of 2 years?
No, $40,000 total.
20 and 20.
Over 2 years. Yeah, 20. Yeah. $40,000 over 2 years or 20 and 20? 20 each year. Yeah, I don't know how to...
Yeah. It might be 25
okay,
50,
though. 40
each year.
Yeah, so
40,000. Total of
40,000. Yes. Total of 40,000.
Okay. I would agree that this really needs to be supervised by some staff department, whether it's administration or personnel, because we've had this problem in public safety with an agency that doesn't have a specific contract with a specific department.
Yep.
And in a sense, that agency reports to the committee doesn't really work. And, you know, nothing about, you know, any individual's ability to supervise less. And the point is it's like there just needs to be a really clear line of staff responsibility. So I'll vote for it if we can figure out that staff dual chart or something.
So, Leslin, that part is still a work in process.
I appreciate your support. We can figure it out, and I'd love for it to be in administration.
Okay. All right. Okay, are we ready to vote? All those in favor of $40,000 of multi-year funding, total $40,000 of multi-year funding, which is over 2 years, please raise your hand. All right, one, two, three,
I'm not ready to vote. I don't think...
Why is that?
Because I don't understand. If we vote for the position and then the position exists without reporting to anybody... That doesn't make sense to me. So I guess I would rather see us... Is it going to be a contingency until we have the plan?
Well, I think Leslin has said that aspect is still a work in progress.
Right.
If you feel uncomfortable about that at this point, then just vote
WDIC reports to Personnel Committee, right?
Right now, WDIC does, yes.
Okay, well, it seems like this is committee work. Can this go to the Personnel Committee, and then the Personnel Committee come back with a recommendation that...
Would we be seeing it again before we approve the hiring somebody to the position?
So, but we are still voting on the $40,000 multi-year at this moment, though, right?
Right, that's what we're voting on.
Yeah.
Support.
Okay, and we're not having any more discussion about this. We're going to vote now. All right? All those in favor of this $40,000 multi-year, and of course, it's, and as mentioned, it will be pending a discussion in WDIC and in personnel, not pending, but there will be a discussion.
For the diversity initiatives. I don't want people confused that this is just for person. For the diversity initiatives, not just for a person.
Right. Okay. Mike, did you have any?
No, I'm voting.
Okay. All right. All those in favor, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And oppose. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right. And so that passes 9-5. All right. Thank you very much. Okay, and with that, that wraps up today. Norma, can you go over what sort of revisits we have on our meeting tomorrow? If you know of them at this point, people are still submitting them.
I have one item that I know of that I don't know whether you want to do it now, but it was the library revisit that for Lansing Library that Julie asked for.
Mike, you had sent out an email about that, right? Do you have anything?
Yeah, I just had a comment about process. I mean,
yeah,
there were a few for tonight that will come back tomorrow night, but my understanding is tomorrow's our first revisit night.
Yeah.
It's very helpful to department heads to know if you're going to be making a motion to know in advance so they can come and be able to answer questions. It's not required. That's our past practice.
No.
My best guess on the way that tonight flowed will probably be through the first wave of revisits tomorrow night, and we will only need one more meeting after that, after a weekend of reflection, to wrap everything up. So if indeed anyone has any revisits, it's very, very important, I believe, to get them initially out tomorrow night so that people can think about them for that weekend before we do the final evening, which is Monday the 20th, for revisits.
All right. If people can give any particular revisits, you know, hopefully by noon or 1 o'clock tomorrow to Norma so that we can notify department heads. I think that would be just a nice thing to do. All right, Martha, and then
my notes say we've got to. We're going to talk about human rights again and the finance position.
Yes.
And POFA, but not
that's
POFA
next
week.
Yep.
Right. You got those.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dooley.
Would you please remind me? I don't have your budget calendar with me. If indeed next Monday is our last scheduled revisit meeting, when are we targeting to adopt the budget as a legislature?
Gosh. I think, November 18th.
November 18th.
Is there any chance, do you think, that we'll have any information from the state and what they're likely to do by then, when their special session will be?
Their special session is on November 22nd, I think.
So, by when do we have to adopt a budget?
December 10th.
So, this year being a really strange year, we might be well advised to expect to have one more meeting that addresses the budget before the final December 10th meeting.
Sure.
And by then, we will have a new county administrator who may have an opinion on WDIC's home.
Mm-hmm. So,
do we need a meeting tomorrow? I guess we do. I don't. I would be so happy not to.
Do we need a meeting tomorrow, or you mean just a meeting on the 20th? Is what we're what you're saying?
Good question.
Yeah, that's a. All right.
Okay.
All right. So Mike, we are entertaining the idea of just having starting revisits on the 20th.
Yeah. I totally disagree.
You totally disagree.
I think we have to have motions on the table tomorrow. We have to put our thinking out there, so we have 5 days to review it before we do a final. Otherwise, we're going to be going, into November, I believe.
Okay.
I have found, this is my experience in this process, that there's been a hesitation to put motions out there, and it's extended the process.
Right. Yeah. And then generally, once then there are some motions, then there's those counter motions in the next meeting.
Exactly.
Right.
I can think
I hear that. All right. Well, I think we should just stick to our meeting then tomorrow. All right. I know. Hey, I have a test. I have a test tomorrow too at night. So I'm not. You know. I would love to come to.
You could make a lot of friends real quick.
I know, but. Yeah. But I'll have
Mike,
to.
Mike and Mike were talking. They didn't even have the idea of waiting until December.
Okay. So. Meeting adjourned. Thanks.